This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know, all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. They really do. It's like, I don't even know how they can do that, but they do.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It is very silly, Hal. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host. I have been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. A flyby. Thank you, Jack. And, you know, one of the things that we try to do is have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. And if you'd like to learn about more about us, you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. We specialize in working with people that are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. So if that's you, tons and tons of great info on our website. Now, also, one of the things that we talk about frequently, I would say, with clients is long-term care insurance. And for those of you who are not familiar with what that is, long-term care insurance is not paid for by medical insurance, okay? Because in theory, you are not sick. You just need care. And therefore, medical insurance does not pay for a lot of this stuff. And then the other thing also is that Medicare doesn't pay for a lot of this stuff either. So it's a risk. It's expensive. You know, if you look at the premiums, they can run $3,000-$4,000 a year, so they're expensive. But you got to, the way I look at long-term care insurance, and we don't sell it, so you know, it's not something that we sell. But I think it is important to have in the right circumstances, and that is that if you have the need for long-term care, it's very expensive. It can run up to $50,000 a year, and in some places more. And if you look at a 65-year-old couple, according to a study that was done by MetLife. A 65-year-old couple, there is a 60% chance that one of them is going to need long-term care before they die. And there's only a 1 in 28 chance that one of them is going to die before the age of 90. So the odds that you will become incapacitated or that you will need long-term care is way more by the time you're 90 than that you will die. So it's so important, if it's going to cause you hardship, I call it portfolio insurance. If it's going to destroy your finances, you know, you need to insure against it. So, something for you to think about. But what I want to do is go over with you seven tips for buying long-term care insurance. So, first of all, is make sure that you buy with your spouse or your partner. Okay, long-term care insurance companies offer discounts to couples who are married or living together. Okay, so you can save up to 30% if you apply with somebody else. All right, now, also, consider shared care. Okay, there's a helpful feature on long-term care insurance policies, which is called shared care. So this feature is where you can purchase, it's a rider essentially, and it allows a couple to share the benefits of each other's policies. So for example, Mr. and Mrs. Smith each purchase $200,000 in benefits. Mr. Smith becomes ill and uses all of his $200,000. Mrs. Smith's policy is untouched because they have shared care. He can tap into her benefits and get another $200,000 or whatever the policy allows for. Okay, so that's called shared care. Now, also, make sure you look at inflation coverage because healthcare, long-term care insurance, rather, goes up dramatically with inflation. All right, and it has its own inflation rate. In fact, it's faster than the national inflation rate. So make sure that you look at different ways that you can protect against the cost of care going up each year, but the benefit you're receiving not, and you could get into a bind. Also, buy before your birthday. This is tip number four. Okay, you'll save money if you buy before your next birthday because long-term care insurance rates are based on your age. Just makes sense, right? So if you have a birthday coming up, you got a deadline. Buy before your birthday. Number five is find out about any possible tax write-off. Okay, so long-term care insurance premiums are tax deductible if you're a business owner or if you have high healthcare costs. Okay, so if you have a part-time business such as tutoring or anything like that, you might be able to receive a write-off. So make sure you talk with your tax advisor about that. Number six is know what an average plan looks like. Okay, so if you're like most people, you don't even know what coverage looks like and you don't know what to buy. All right, so an average plan could provide $5,000 a month in benefits, up to a maximum of $180,000. And so you want to look at different coverages so you figure out what they look like. What does it mean? Get shop around, basically, is what I'm suggesting. And number seven is, you know, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different kinds of long-term care policies that are offered by hundreds of different insurance companies. It's so complex. You should probably talk with a professional to help you to make the right decision on that. Okay, so talk with somebody that knows about long-term care and do your research. And in the right circumstances, I think long-term care insurance is actually very important. It could save you financially. Now, I want to tell you that we at Money Matters have what I believe to be very knowledgeable, friendly, and capable financial advisors, and I think you'll find them to be that too. And so if you'd like to visit with one of our advisors and go over your entire financial plan, long-term care certainly is something, but we want to talk with you about your Social Security, your 401k, your retirement plan, your income taxes, your estate plan, all those kind of things that we talk about on the show. If you want to visit with one of our advisors about all of that, there's no charge or obligation. So what you can do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and you'll see a link there that says meet with an advisor, okay? Click on that and put in your info. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. Hopefully we can help you, but you know, if we can, fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there is no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is very right. It is the beginning of a beautiful friendship, regardless of which way it goes. So take advantage of it. Meet with an advisor on our website. You can find that, moneymatters.net. Now, also, you know, if you don't want to go directly to the source, but you want to come to one of our seminars and learn, let me give you a fantastic, very, very convincing reason why you should go to one of our seminars. Are you ready? The reason you should go is because at the seminars, we will have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies.
Oh, yes.
See, what you just heard right there, ladies and gentlemen, that was an actual person that had one of our cookies, and that was her response. That could be you, okay? Now, these cookies are 1 inch thick. They're 6 inches in diameter. We make them with those plump, juicy yellow raisins. We put cinnamon in the batter. I mean, these things are a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat more than one of them. And if you like chocolate, the chocolate chunk cookies, oh my gosh, they're made with real chocolate, okay? These cookies aren't made with they're not chocolate chip, which is wax and paraffin. It's actually real chocolate that will melt all over your mouth and your face and your pants and your nose. And you'll get all of this, and you'll learn about your finances at the same time. What can I tell you? So go to our website, sign up for this. Jack is looking at me like I'm crazy. I am crazy, okay? But sign up for the seminar. Tons of great info at the seminar, plus the cookies. So moneymatters.net is for all of the above. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why waiting until 70 to collect Social Security may make sense. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray.